For anyone who loves a good apple, October is peak season. Growers in West Michigan are near the height of their apple harvests. This may conjure images of picturesque orchards and old-fashioned fun for some, but modern technologies are playing a bigger role in the business side of the apple harvest. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith visited a packing plant to see firsthand how technology helps apples go from Michigan farms to grocery stores across the country.
Right now, it's crunch time for growers like Rob Steffens. He's got 280 acres of apple trees in West Michigan's fertile Fruit Ridge, northwest of Grand Rapids. Steffens walks through a block of stubby Fuji apple trees. The branches are just full of fruit.
This block here is really going to pick heavy this year. I mean, I don't know if you can see here, Lindsay. There's just gorgeous sized fruit on here.
Steffens palms a Fuji apple nearly the size of a softball. It's not just the size and color he's impressed with, but the taste, too. Michigan apple growers are expected to bring in a potentially record-setting 30 million bushels this year. That has a lot to do with good weather and luck, but it's also because growers have been changing their orchards. Randy Beaudry studies apples after they're harvested at Michigan State University. He says growers have been ripping out older, taller apple trees and replacing them.
So the trees are shorter. They're closer together. We create what are called fruiting walls. This is a relatively recent innovation, but it's part of a long-term trend to reduce the size of apple trees so that they're harvested more easily and more efficiently, so we don't need as much labor.
Steffens says he's got about 800 to 1,000 apple trees per acre. But when his father ran the orchard, there was only about one-third the trees packed in now. With so many new trees, growers on Michigan's Fruit Ridge are producing more apples. Technology is helping process the extra apples faster. Rob Steffens leads the way into a packing plant just a couple of miles away. This is where his apples are sorted, washed, waxed, and packaged. He and six other growers nearby went in on this roughly $7 million packaging plant. It opened this summer. Wooden crates with Steffens stamped on the side tower against one wall. A machine picks up the crates and dumps the apples onto a sort of water conveyor belt. The three-foot-wide river of bobbing apples moves quickly as a machine sorts them. Each apple is sorted by weight and color in a fraction of a second. Bruised or misshapen apples are rejected.
See, and it's kicking out fruit like this. That's got a little that on it.
Steffens points out a blemish no bigger than a dime on the skin of one of the rejected apples. The high-tech machine means that growers can process and pack way more fruit with the same amount of workers. The day I visit, it was scanning almost 2,000 apples a minute.
I know. It's processing at an astonishing rate.
Again, Michigan State's Randy Beaudry. But he says this new technology is what Michigan apple growers need to compete.
If, for instance, a large box store says, okay, we want fruit that are between 2.5 inches and 2.75 inches, okay, they can get that fruit.
Beaudry says more and more technology is needed to efficiently move labor-intensive agricultural products like apples to market. Fortunately for us, the end result still tastes like an old-fashioned Michigan apple in October. For NPR News, I'm Lindsay Smith in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.